Welcome to week six, day five of the Firm Foundation class. Just as forgiveness is something we must do despite our feelings, we must choose to always act upon God's word instead of on our feelings. Let's read Matthew 7:24 through 27. Everyone who hears Jesus' words and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. When the storms came, the house stood firm. But everyone who hears Jesus' words and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. When the storms came, the house fell. Many people make all of their decisions based upon how they've always done things, or possibly upon how they are feeling at the moment. But that ground is like shifting sand, always changing and very unreliable. However, God's word is here described as a rock, solid and suitable as a foundation upon which to make decisions and build a life. However, reading God's word isn't enough. Let's read James chapter 1, verses 22 through 24. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. God demands that we act upon his word. There is a parable about two sons. Their father asks them to go out into the field and work. One son says he will go and work, but never does. The other son says he won't work, but actually goes into the field as his father had asked. Jesus asked which son acted righteously. The righteous son was the one who actually obeyed the father's request, not the one who said he would do it. The important thing is to obey the father's requests of us through his word. In summary for this week, let's read Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. So what is the one thing that Paul says he has done? He's forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what lies ahead. He presses on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. We must not live in the past, but must press on toward the future which Jesus has in store for us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." Leave the past behind, including everything we have done wrong and everything others have done wrong to us, and press on toward the future and the hope which Christ Jesus has for us.